Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 2011 Anime Oscar Award Show. I am your host for this evening. My name is Mitsugi, and I am joined by fellow co-hosts and great friends, Chiaki and Kimiko.
It's great to be here, everyone.
Absolutely wonderful.
We're just so excited that this night honoring anime could happen. Because let's face it, in the real Oscars, anime gets the shaft all the time.
Yeah.
And you two look lovely, I might add.
Thank you.
You guys don't look too bad yourself.
Yeah, you're all spiffy.
Roko, you're calling in from a distant world. What are you wearing right now, Roko?
I'm wearing fleece pants, a fleece sweatshirt.
Very nice.
It's long johns.
The fanciest of us all, I think.
I know.
Perhaps
because
nobody.
The world in which I live is covered by a solid sheet of ice about 3 inches thick right about now.
Perhaps nobody is better dressed than our good friend Felix Alborne.
Well, thank you, sir. Very nice.
Wearing the tuxedo.
Yes.
Have links in everything.
Very fancy.
Well, the shirt falls
very
apart if you don't wear the links, and there's no buttons on it. So I thought I was going to wear it open, and I didn't think that'd be appropriate.
Well,
perks for fancy. Yeah.
No, they want to see your guys with the open shirts, not
us. Close enough. Yes. Close enough.
So for tonight, the goal is not to make you more addicted to anime, but rather we will be dazzling you with the best anime of 2011.
Dazzle.
We're going to celebrate why you're addicted to anime already.
Yes.
That's a good point, that's a good point, and that's what it's all about, is celebrating the anime and the source of the addiction.
Exactly.
Very well said.
And of course, we will also be revealing the Anime Oscar Award winners
yes.
in each respective category.
These envelopes came from the vault.
They
right?
did.
They just
from
were trucked over in Wells Fargo trucks with armed guards.
Yes.
Very impressive armed guards.
Yes.
So, no one has seen these.
Indeed.
In at least an hour.
At least.
Written in gold by our panel of... by our Oscar nominee award committee.
Yes.
Which we'll discuss later.
Indeed.
So, just to give you guys a brief outline of what we're going to cover this evening, we're going to, in just a few minutes, we're going to be heading down to the red carpet, where we are going to be watching as some of the biggest and best stars from the 2011 anime season arrive and take their seats in the award hall.
And Joan Rivers wouldn't show up for our show, that bitch.
Okay.
I know.
We found much better people.
So
we
wrote her,
better.
Like, a two-paragraph email. I mean,
oh,
like,
my God.
It's hardcore.
I even used, like, LOL and OMG, like, 4 times.
You think that she would have been responsive to
you
that.
You think.
No. But no.
Would have responded in a timely fashion. So unprofessional.
I know, right? It's just, Joan. Joan.
What can you do?
Dummy.
We didn't want her singing anyway.
No.
Right?
Not at all. After we step away from the red carpet, we're going to briefly discuss how the awards were selected for the Oscars. And then we're going to go through all of the different awards that we have written out. We have 12 categories tonight, but we'll get into that later. But we hope you guys enjoy the show. And I think we're going to head down to the red carpet now so that we can watch as the stars arrive.
Alright.
So, they're arriving in all of their fanciest methods of transportation, from Gundams to limos to horse and donkey.
Where are they going to park all those robots?
How do you valet a Gundam?
I don't know.
He's going to clean up
the special available, or one of these people that,
I heard that we do have a valet specifically for the Gundam. His name is, Duo something or other.
I knew
I don't know.
He was Duo. He already has the dress for it. He's always in black.
I actually heard Hero set him up because Hero really made us stink. Something about wanting to come, but his Gundam was one of those new hybrids.
You don't want him dealing with the public. He's very rude. Duo is very effusive. He's very, very charismatic.
He seemed very charming.
That's why I slept with him.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thanks.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, but look. Kotetsuchi Kaburagi. I can't say his name. You can say his name.
Kotetsuchi Kaburagi? Kaburagi, I think.
Kaburagi?
Yeah, Kaburagi.
Kaburagi.
But he's coming. Oh my god, he's right over he just looks so fancy.
So fancy.
Where's his boy toy, though? Where's Barnaby?
Where is Barnaby?
And is he going to let anyone park that bike? I don't think he's going to let anybody park that bike. That's probably where he is. He's parking the bike because he won't let anybody else
Gossip on the set is that Barnaby was the only one who could touch his bike, if you get what I mean.
Ba-dum-bum.
Oh, yeah, well, I saw it.
You girls.
You saw it happen. Explain yourself, sir.
Had to turn away because it was a very private moment.
Why would you turn away?
You take pictures of something like that.
You
put them on the internet.
Respectful.
This is what 4chan is for.
It was a beautiful moment. I didn't want to spoil it.
Oh, it was a beautiful moment. I always knew. I always knew that those two were just meant to be together. Yeah. Meant to be.
Just the way the armor fits together. It's very sensual.
They are literally a matching set.
Oh, you are so poetic.
I know. I just, so deep. Right in here, in my heart. It's deep.
Oh my god. Getting out of her limo is Madoka Kaname.
Madoka Magica in the flesh.
In her full magical girl garb.
Oh, and it's so beautiful.
Oh my god.
It's got like lace and layers.
Oh shit.
Oh shit, she says.
Oh my god.
Cube is behind her.
Cube was not invited.
Who invited Cube?
I remember specifically them saying that they were not going to invite Cube to the. Oh wait,
it's okay.
He's just been killed.
He's just been killed.
So it's good. No, wait. He's back. And
he's dead again.
Okay. No, we're good.
Shot in the head this time.
That's a method actor, folks. That is a method actor.
Maybe we can tip the Gundam valet drivers. You just park their gun and run on top of Cube.
That is a fabulous plan. I'm going to go talk to one of the security guys. Talk to Duo.
I just want a gif of that. Just Cube under a Gundam's
the
foot.
The foot of the Gundam, though. That's terrible. You don't want to make him.
You leave it there as a reminder for future Cubes.
Nobody's going to get that. Nobody reads into things that way. No. Just looks like a red splotch. It's like he didn't clean himself.
Well, I know that Duo was looking for a way to make a couple extra dollars, so I'm sure that Duo would love the opportunity. So
probably.
We'll ask him.
Oh, yeah. And I see the Fate Zero cast is up on the step and repeat now. They're taking their photos. I don't know how those camera people get them all in. Talk about a cast with weapons and armor and stuff.
Ryder, he's not gonna fit in a normal seat. He's gonna have to stand.
You know,
you have to stand.
Childhood obesity today. It's really
a shame.
These are the lessons you learn at these awards shows. Next year we'll have wider seats. It's just like Southwest.
It should be
it's true. You have to have wider seats.
We don't like to think about maybe getting everybody a little bit. No, we like to accommodate every shape and size and every disgusting dress. What's that blonde chick? What's her name? I don't like what she's wearing.
Saber.
Saber.
Oh, yeah, Saber. The traditional blue.
No one likes Saber.
You said something Vera Wang threw up on?
Yes.
Right there.
Absolutely right. Absolutely.
Vera Wang was just like, blue dress, bleh, hanky.
Oh my god.
You can wear it.
And it was Italian she ate earlier, so it was particularly chunky.
But I do think they're pulling out the old chair they used for Totoro a few years ago.
So
he'll probably fit in that one.
Ryder, well, yeah. And I see the umbrella still attached.
Oh, indeed. It's nice. It's like, it's in memory or in honor of, because he's still out there somewhere.
In memory.
We just haven't seen him.
I just used Latin. A while.
Excuse me? He's Latin. The spirit of the forest?
Well, he hasn't been to the show in I don't know how long.
He has forest-spirity things to
do. Well, you know, my neighbor Totoro is what, 24 years old? No, it hasn't been up for an award in a while.
Yeah,
that is true.
Don't rub it in Totoro's face. It makes him very grumpy.
I'm sorry, Totoro.
What happens if the spirit of the forest from Mononoke shows up alongside Totoro? I mean, do they have to compete for the same seat? Because there can only be one spirit of the forest chair in the whole auditorium. I mean, that's just total party folk.
Yeah.
You know, you can't invite them both, but if you don't invite them both, then one of them feels slighted if they find out.
Well, I think the solution is they invite Totoro, and then they just invite the forest spirit's head.
That is a very, very good
I think that's the solution.
Well, Totoro came first, but we're crossing into delicate territory here.
Yeah. It's true.
Oh, did someone order sushi? I hear the penguins.
Oh, the penguins. They are always my favorite.
They're so awkward.
And they came in tuxedos. Blue tuxedos. Look at that.
Felix says they're smelly.
No. No, they're adorable.
That is their au du penguin. It's a very specific scent to them.
Au du gross.
Roko?
Oh.
Sushi?
Yes.
Sushi.
Sushi.
You know, they remind me of the three heads from Spirited Away. That just kind of roll around.
I can
around.
See a resemblance. Maybe they're related.
Maybe they're like cousins.
The heads smell better?
Yes. They did.
Well, how would you know?
I'm just saying.
Oh.
I think he just wants to get head. I just think that's what's on his mind.
I think maybe a little bit.
You said that was the problem.
So inappropriate, Jockey.
Oh my.
We'd have to pay you a royalty for this knowledge.
I'm offended.
I am not signing
that
license agreement.
Yet. I haven't seen a contract yet, so I don't have to.
And you shan't not.
Well, penguins, I hope you have a great time at the award ceremony. You just, the 1-2-3 is perfect. It's
don't,
just...
Don't pay attention to Felix over there, just with the motion of and the
Axe
stink.
Body spray.
Because you all just smell lovely. Smell
me. Lovely.
And what is the penguin going to eat at the award show?
Oh, dear. Hmm.
Fish?
I'll have to talk to security.
Fish,
yeah,
probably.
Let's just hope they ate before they came.
We'll figure it out. If not, I'm sure Roko's right. I'm sure they ate before they came.
Hopefully nothing. It makes it easier to make the sushi with an empty stomach.
Mm, indeed.
Yes,
that's just a little bit cruel, sir.
Ryder is going to have a feast on those penguins.
No. Those penguins have some bug spray that, let me tell you, puts Raid to shame.
And they are up for, like, I don't even know how many nominations. So
I know, right?
We have to make sure that they at least have an opportunity if they win.
There may be an award for
security.
Each of the penguins.
That is very
true.
No, we'll
wait until
true.
Afterwards.
Can we spray them if they come on the stage?
Can we still eat them if they already won an award?
I think that... It's actually
Hold on. Speaking of not invited, I think we have another person who just showed up that I don't see on the guest list anywhere.
Nowhere near the guest list.
Oh
nowhere
my god.
Near.
OMG.
Look at Hitalia, Becky.
Look at...
Her butt is so big.
Sorry. Look at America. What is America doing here? America, what exactly are you here for? I don't recall that Hitalia was nominated for anything.
As far as I know, Hitalia didn't even come close to a nomination, so...
Maybe some sort of protest.
Doesn't he know that the Church of Mitsugi is a sponsor for this event?
Like, the sponsor.
He needs to get back into the fourth circle of hell where he belongs.
Someone should do their research.
Yeah, somebody should escort him out of here.
Yes, I agree with
Pronto.
Roko.
I think the same security really needs to get on this whole letting Hitalia people and Cubes and shit.
They're so inappropriate.
Just throw him under with Cube.
Perfect.
Or no. Oh my god. I just had a genius idea.
Genius.
Cube should invite him to be a magical girl.
Perfect. Because then when like
monsters bite his head off,
it's perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, he can just get like devoured.
Speechless with that brilliance.
I know.
Absolutely.
It's
just like
too much.
It's like I finished high school. It's like I finished high school.
Maybe
you like have a diploma and everything.
I know.
It's maybe beautiful. We can take the smelly penguins, the bitchy Cube, and the really annoying America and round them up into the same section of the audience. And then we can have the Gundam fly through the roof and just stomp on all of them.
Oh my god,
I think that sounds just
accident,
great.
Yes.
I think it'll be entertaining as well. I think the crowd
that
will like it.
That certainly sends a message.
Yes, definitely.
Even though it's an accident.
It will be,
Get a mic in there so we can get a good close-up on the squish.
It'll be special valet parking.
Indeed.
The very specialist.
In fact, for that one, we can just let Hero public his pilot.
Somebody call Mance.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
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 Yes. Oh, look.
Oh, look at them just walking up the red carpet. It is none other than the stars of Harumusuko themselves, Nitori and Taketsuki. And look at what they're wearing. How cute is that? It's like an homage to the show.
They wore each other's clothes.
It's beautiful. He's all dressed in like a dress of sorts. It's just so cute. And she is in like her boy's uniform.
Oh,
it's just so cute.
The tux just really, it compliments her.
It really does with the bow. And it's just so.
And those red sequins just bring out his eyes.
They really do. It's just
and
like.
And the lips. Oh.
And just that fine amount of low-cut top is just beautiful on him. Just beautiful.
Yes. You know, because he's not hit puberty yet, so he doesn't have that hair sticking out. That's just unfortunate when guys cause trousers.
Well, we'll just have to send, we'll have to send them to see Ryder. He's got hair popping out of everywhere.
It'll balance
itself. He probably
has
some despair.
I think so.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Mm. Mm, indeed.
Why are we talking about body hair again?
Well, moving on.
Long story.
Oh my god.
Better luck not.
Oh my god. Look at who is coming now up that red carpet.
look at just, I love it when I see cultural things at these events. It really just makes them so much more authentic.
And Ohana just pulls off that work yukata like nobody's, she must have been late. I bet you anything, she must have been late.
But she just pulls it off. Girl, I would kill to have her hair.
She's happy to pull that off.
Look at her. She can't even go 5 minutes without cleaning. She's tidying up the carpet. It has wrinkles in it, and that is unacceptable.
She is just the sweetest of hearts. The sweetest of hearts.
Doesn't I heard she is a gem to work with.
Sweet tarts. Hungry.
Yes.
This is good.
You know, Ohana, she didn't always used to be such a hard worker.
I remember them saying, you know.
What a developed work ethic.
Yeah.
It just takes a little bit of time at Kisuiso. Just a little bit of time and possibly being slapped by your grandmother.
And speaking of being nominated for many awards, Hanasako Iroha has been nominated for several things. Including Best Romance.
Oof.
A little steamy.
I bet you she cannot wait to find out the answer for this.
Oh, I just bet. I hear there was an actual romance going on behind the scenes with her and that co fella. Oh,
why couldn't they bring it on camera though? You could sense the sexual tension.
You're such a voyeur. It's the second time tonight you've asked for things to be photographed and videotaped, put them on the web. Oh my God.
It's just sometimes privacy is overrated.
They wouldn't be stars if they wanted things to be private.
It's true.
We're trying to generate a children's atmosphere.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I think
we're being very childish. Thank you very much.
What will Wells Fargo and the Church of Mitsugi think of the vulgarity?
I don't think they would like it very much at all, Mitsugi.
We'll do our best.
No, he won't. Because we know what gets ratings.
We know that whenever Roko is here, nothing will ever be completely clean.
Very true.
This is also true.
But speaking of completely clean.
Sausage for everybody!
That.
Oh, Roko.
Roko, you always just bring, and it's raining sausage. I don't even know how he orchestrated that on the red carpet. But it's just splattering everywhere, and it's beautiful.
I have my legs.
This wouldn't be a sausage.
Sausage for everybody!
Seriously.
It takes a Roko to orchestrate sausage pyrotechnics.
I know. And I want to put the sausage in my mouth. But I couldn't talk.
I had help putting the sausage in your mouth.
Much to the dismay of our audience, she can't put all that sausage in her mouth.
But I will try when we are at commercial break.
We will get photographs of that.
I'm here for you. Any for help that you may need getting that sausage in your mouth.
Can you help me with yours?
Most definitely.
Okay. Speaking of Anohana, the whole gang is here. They barely missed getting hit by sausage.
Oh, look at them.
Look at the disappointment on their faces.
It's a shame.
We got Anjo in her beautiful blue outfit. She's beautiful, beautiful. And we got Jinta and we got, just the whole gang coming up here hand in hand. And look at them. I believe they're talking to themselves. Is that, or maybe.
Oh, it might be a sign we have a visitor from beyond.
Oh my. Well, if she is here, I'm sure she's wearing something beautiful.
I am sure. I agree. I completely agree. Oh, and here is the one and only Teddy himself. He's wearing his bear suit with that little bow.
It's so bedecked.
Teddy, it must be hot inside that suit.
He has to be like very hot and smelly.
Oh, he's in the suit for the furry crowd.
Look at him trying to...
What
they
a
really
martyr?
Do like that warmth. Yes.
I don't know if that'll help him win any awards, but he won in my heart.
He did.
It takes a very, very brave soul.
I see what you did there. Mister.
That's unbearably funny.
You too, Roko, you too. You're related.
They'll chip off the old block.
Are they off the old forehead?
So I think most of the stars have kind of gone in. A few more are lingering and they're taking
their seats.
They're
trickling in.
Free drinks.
Yes. That's why I came. I know, right? Cheers, friends.
What other big guests do we anticipate? How about the host? How about the stars of Steins Gate?
Oh, is that Shiro and Gonta?
Shiro and Gonta.
Oh, wow. You know, I always see her in that outfit, that little white bodysuit outfit.
But
you know, she's got cute little curves.
It's very like cute Lady Gaga.
I like it.
So, the cast of Dead Man Wonderland are here. They're walking inside. I think I also heard that the cast of C is gonna be here. Like, I don't really know for sure, so don't hold it to my butt.
Aren't they all like digital and high tech?
I know. It's gonna be a little tricky. They're gonna have to do a lot of smoke and mirrors to get it out there.
It took a lot of infrastructure and a lot of hard work just to present them here.
Yes.
If they don't win something, a lot of hard work will have gone to waste.
Well, we can just hope that Matsukaki keeps looking fantastic. Cause
I don't think he could ever not look fantastic.
I know. He's like a gay demon.
It's beautiful.
You don't know if you should hug him or run quickly in the other direction.
What, and
it warms my heart.
Demonic presences normally are not too cuddly.
Yes.
So he pulls it off very well.
He does.
It's actually very impressive.
Unlike Lucifer, who is coming in the body of one of the cast of Anno Exorcist.
So I heard. That is so tacky, body snatching for an event.
I bet he couldn't afford a tux. I mean, we don't really know what they pay Lucifer nowadays.
I know. You think he'd be doing great, but ever since the Church of Mitsugi started, I hear no one is really paying attention to him.
I know. Mitsugi is just fire and brimstone enough, apparently.
We have enough hate. There's enough moe out there to keep us busy.
It's true.
It's a lot of hard work.
Indeed.
And that's, of course, the plug for the sponsor. You know.
Yes. Oh, of course.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
We all recognize exactly what that was.
So, I just wanna say that this has been a great year. And all the scandal that happened and the sex tapes and the fantastic pictures and the romances.
Wardrobe malfunctions.
Wardrobe malfunctions.
So many.
So many wardrobe malfunctions. I mean, if I see another panty shot.
You would think that they would fix that in post.
But we all know what gets ratings. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Yes, I haven't been able to take my eyes off it the whole evening, so I know it works.
Well, there it is.
Proof positive, ladies and gentlemen. Proof.
Because I am the 99%.
So I think I hear the awards music beginning to start somewhere. Maybe they're getting ready for the show. Maybe the lights are dimming.
Maybe we should go inside and take a look.
I am so excited. I can't even express it.
I know. I feel like I'm gonna explode.
So I think to provide a good reference point for all of the viewers and listeners out there, we should probably discuss a little bit of what we learned earlier from the awards committee on how the awards were selected and how the voting procedures took place. I think that that's a very important point to make, considering that the awards are what it's all about.
Because we don't want to be biased.
Oh, no, right? Not even a little bit.
Of course not. And
maybe
so,
a little
bit. Well, yeah, maybe a not touch. Yeah.
Or a lot.
A lot.
Now and then.
Sometimes.
There was a lot of contribution made from the anime community in general on the determination of these winners. A lot of different anime podcasts were asked to participate, and many of them took place, and I think that it was really nice to have all of the participation from them. Several different anime podcasts participated, many of which we've had on our own show already.
Yes, that was exciting. Good to know you guys still care.
If you guys want to listen to them speak and from prior episodes, you can find them. But, of course, Too Lazy to Be Otaku very kindly contributed their thoughts to the award committee. And, of course, none other than all of the members of Anime World Order, which is very nice to have their contribution.
Great people over there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And our very own J-Ro from Annie Vision took place.
Yes.
As well as our good friends from Gundam at MAHQ, of course.
Gundam it.
I miss
they participated.
Guys. And girl.
Ba-dum-bum-tch.
Gundam
it.
That
was
maybe,
hilarious.
Yeah, and I'm sure that they would also approve of the Gundam stomping on Cube.
Yes.
Mm. I don't see anyone who
I'm
wouldn't.
Sure they would.
It would have been their suggestion had they have been here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course.
Hermit Bob, the Hermit Bob podcast, took place in contributing their thoughts, as well as Method to Madness. And finally, our good friends over at Metanorn.
Yeah. I was surprised by how many people actually responded with some help in the nominations. It's cool.
Indeed. Cool. So, actually, in total, there were about 20 different votes from anime podcasters in the community on the overall winners. So
it is not just our opinions that we are pushing on you, in tonight's episode at least.
It is a gathering of opinions to create an ultimate opinion.
Oh.
Thought that and it some bribes.
The yes. ultimate opinion.
Some bribes. Some things.
Thought that it would be nice
some
to have.
Some sexual favors.
To lend more credibility to the awards by having the anime community in general contribute their thoughts to the winners. Because many of the animes that we had offered up as nominees weren't actually ones that won.
Yes.
So, you never know what you're going to get. But do you think we should go through the list of awards before the ceremony starts?
I think it's proper to give the listeners a overview of awards that are up for grabs tonight by our excited audience.
We have Best Original Series, and then, of course, we have awards from the best of various genres. Best Action Adventure, Best Romance, Best Drama / Slice of Life, Best Comedy, Best Actress, and not voice actress, but the character.
Yes. The actual the people who were walking up on the red carpet just 2 minutes ago.
Mm. Just 2 minutes ago.
And then, of course, Best Actor.
Yes.
Yes. Best Score, very important, as well as Best Animation. And, of course, the forum from the website contributed their opinions to the show. So we have two categories introduced by the forum members. Forum Most Fun to Watch Anime in 2011, and also Forum Best Anime in 2011. And then, of course, we have our best of 2011. So
this will be good.
It will be good.
It's going to be a teary moment.
We'll be I have no Kleenex. I have no handkerchief. What do we do? I'll just wipe myself on you.
Oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Sure.
Nice.
Sure. Why not? You know.
Won't be the first time.
Yeah, well, maybe that's the time.
I'm sorry,
for
I know I
was supposed
to keep that private. God, you know, this is really strong stuff. Can I have some more?
Okay, so the first category up is Best Original Series. And Best Original Series generally means an anime that came out during the year that
is not based off of a previous work,
like
such
a manga
or a light novel or a game, or basically it was something that it was created entirely for the anime, from concept to story to everything. So, for Best Original Series of 2011, the nominees are Mawaru Penguin Drum, Tiger and Bunny, Madoka Magica, and C, The Money of Control and The Money of the Soul and the Possibility of Control.
Oof.
Or just Control, as I know some say it.
That is a difficult, difficult competition between those four.
It is. And I know it was a nail biter, but I have the envelope right here.
Four fantastic nominees.
Just delivered by Wells Fargo. I want to see these in at least 20 minutes.
Fresh from the safe.
And
drum roll, please.
The winner is Tiger and Bunny.
Yes, I've been asked to accept this award on behalf of Bandai Visual and Sunrise and the creators and the people behind the series who just literally came together at a bar over a couple of really, really poorly made drinks and watched some tourists do some sake bombs and think, what can we do? They were inspired by the Gaijin Westerners. What can we do to examine something that these people are really, really fascinated with? And they took two things that Gaijin Westerners are fascinated with: reality series and superheroes. And they put their own spin on them, and it was absolutely a brilliant run for a first season. You have to give complete credit to director Kenichi Sato and writer Masafumi Nishida for just keeping the characters fresh and all sorts of satire. Oh, it's a wonderful series, and on behalf of the producers, the directors, and the stars who are in the audience tonight, no, you can't come on the stage, Barnaby, because your hair is just way, way too effeminate. Thank you. Thank you so much, and photo opportunities with the trophy later, after I've had mine.
Well put.
I am so proud of them.
I'm so excited.
So proud.
That I don't know want to know where that award will go in an hour, but I am so proud of them right now.
It's okay, we don't have to know.
I'll take
surely.
Pictures of that if you like.
Yes. Fabulous. Fabulous. Yeah. Thank you.
That's not a private
so
one
fabulous.
At all.
Moving on. Congratulations to Tiger and Bunny.
Congratulations indeed. I think they deserved it.
I do too.
So our next category is Best Action Adventure Anime. And I mean, really, I think it goes without saying action and adventure.
Yes.
You know? So the nominees.
What is action without adventure?
Very true. Very true.
And what is adventure without action?
Mm. Oh.
Very true.
It's like the chicken and the
egg. It's boring.
So, the nominees.
The nominees are...
Ao no Exorcist, Dead Man Wonderland, Gosick, Fate Zero, and To'aro Majutsu no Index 2. And the winner is...
Oh, I can't stand the tension.
Fate Zero.
So, hey everyone, I couldn't, the whole cast could not come up here, so they just sent me, Saber, up to grab this for everyone. I'm not really good at public speaking, that's why I just kill people. I hope maybe in the next 1,000 years when we're all summoned again and started killing each other again, we can make another show, another award, when the directors first approached us and said, hey, we want to film this as a show, and we were like, we want to make reality TV out of us killing each other, and they were like, well, yeah. So, we weren't sure how it would turn out, but, we really liked what happened with it, I think, and it was enough that we did it again for Fate Zero, and maybe we can do it again in the future. Ryder, thank you, you're great. I'm trying to think of other people. Martha, you know, you were great there. Everyone else, Lancer, Aoi, everyone I'm forgetting. It was a pleasure working with you, and I hope we can drink in between our epic battles sometime soon. So thank you again.
How touching.
Very eloquent of Saber.
I feel touched.
Indeed.
Very eloquent.
Who touched you? Who was it?
I thought it was you.
Certainly not.
Well.
Hand check.
And
so our next topic is best romance anime.
I just love romance animes. It's just, it warms the heart and soul.
Kimiko, can I hold your hand when I announce the nominees?
Please do.
So, of course, romance is, well, romance. I don't think I need to explain it. It's that warm, fuzzy feeling you get when you see someone and you just know you're meant to be with them. So, the nominees for Best Romance Anime were Hanasaku Iroha, Horo Musuko, Kimi ni Todoke, Second Season, Nodame Contiblier, Finale, Denpa Ona to Seishun Otoko, and The World God Only Knows 2. And the winner is... I know, we can't wait. Who do you guys think it is?
Who do you want to win?
I don't know. The winner is Hanasaku Iroha.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Hanasaku Iroha really deserved this award. For a number of reasons, the creativity that went into this show. So many wonderful personalities, and the director and all the cast members associated with it really did a wonderful job putting it together. And to capture so much heart and soul all the way to the end of the series, I really thought that, you know, it really deserves this award, and you know, what a marvelous series.
Indeed.
Heartwarming,
right to the very end, and so much hard work, especially from Ohana.
Especially.
Indeed. Mm.
Yes.
So, the next award.
The next award is, in fact, for Best Drama or Slice of Life Drama. And Best Slice of Life Anime. And this is a relatively new genre. You know, we haven't talked about this for many years.
Yes.
You know. And it requires a certain amount of seriousness and a certain amount of reverence for the subject, because we're talking about real people. Or we want people to believe they're real people, but they're not really real people. So, without further ado, without me talking in this ridiculous voice any further.
Very philosophical.
Yes, well. Because I know, because I've had one too many of those, but I'd like another one before the night is done. The nominees for Best Drama Slice of Life Anime are Horu Musaku, Anohana, Usagi Drop. Did you just add a nominee?
No, I did not.
Oh, you did not. Okay, very well. Hanasaku Iroha and Steins Gate.
Sir, you have had too much wine tonight. What is in that glass?
It's quite lovely.
I think the barkeep cut him off.
Felix is stealing your role.
Oh my.
This is true.
And the winner
he's lucky that I'm broke at the moment.
I promise I didn't look at this 5 minutes ago.
You don't work at Wells Fargo?
Usagi Drop!
Oh, wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Rin couldn't be here to accept her award, and fortunately neither could Daikichi, but Rin, because it was a school night, actually, she wanted to say, but she did want to thank everyone for watching her grow up. Also, now that she's older, she realizes that the whole maid, mom, and grandpa, dad relationship thing is actually kind of weird, but she does love the fact that she's the aunt of someone nearly three times her age. Quote unquote, sugoi ne, I think she said, which I believe means awesome. Awesome? She's just a doll. So yes, and though Daikichi couldn't make it here tonight either, he was equally as thankful for the award, and he said he enjoyed working with Rin. The goods, the bads, everything in between. It's still going, though their lives are still going on, he said, quote-unquote, I'm still single, so second season? So I agree wholeheartedly, Daikichi, and I believe many, many others do. Congratulations on your award. You and Rin and everyone of Usagi Drop definitely deserved it. Without that.
Alrighty then.
Go over his hand clap.
Yes.
Indeed. So.
Moving on.
Moving right along. Yes, indeed. Mm. Yes. The next category up is... I believe it is the best comedy. Everybody loves a good chuckle.
Oh, yes.
So, the nominees for best comedy anime in 2011 are Mitsudomoe, Zoryochu, Bento, Nichijo, Sanjusai no Hoken Taiku, Yondemasu yo, Azazel-san, and Fireball Charming.
I gotta tell you, my money is on Mitsudomoe.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Quite funny.
I'm just saying.
What's the line on that?
Well, at least five.
Five, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Getting five.
Very
points.
Nice, very nice. As I open up the golden clad envelope. And the winner is. Bento!
Oh!
Fix his hand, dude.
Looks like you lost your money.
Oh my lord, how am I gonna get home?
So, wow, I'm so surprised. Again, the whole cast couldn't be here, so they just sent the Beauty by the Lake, because who wouldn't want the Beauty by the Lake receiving the award? But, oh man, I don't think any of us were expecting this. I mean, I know we were all really surprised when we were first approached to do the show. I mean, fighting over reduced price bento seems so... silly. I mean, who would want to watch that? We're just high school students beating each other in the face. Oh, wait, I get why people would want to watch that. But the show, I mean, it was a ball to make. So I really think that it translated on the screen. And I really thank you to the camera crew. You guys were great. You kept up with us through the fight scenes. And I just think it was great. I'm so glad all of those long hours of getting the fight scenes just right in short skirts turned out perfect. It really paid off. Speaking of which, I have to thank my co-stars, the Muscle Cop, the Ice Queen. You guys are great. The Monarch. I couldn't. Everyone was a big part of this, and I can't wait to bring this award home to all of them. So, oh, this is so exciting. Okay, well, thank you all. Just enjoy the rest of your show. I'm gonna go get drunk and eat bento.
Maybe then she'll handle the group of angry second graders that are outside the award show. You know, the ones from Mitsudomoe, you know, that we wouldn't let in because they're underage.
They're enraged.
They thought they were going to win this.
They're enraged and they are perverted and they're probably streaking.
Yes.
Oh.
And that's just downright sick.
Just wrong. Wrong in every way.
Sick. It's sick.
Is it sick, Roko, really?
No. There's sicker things in the world.
And the Lady of the Lake, do you think that's plastic surgery? The Beauty of the Lake?
Beauty by the Lake.
The Beauty by the Lake, is that plastic surgery?
No, this is not the time or place for that. The red carpet was the time or place for that, okay?
Yes.
Come on, now. We have to be serious. Completely serious.
We can't stand in front of all of these famous anime characters and talk like that.
Yes.
Billy Crystal would have. He would have done it.
He would have done it. And so
yeah, but he wouldn't do the show. We tried, remember?
Yeah.
And wow. Joan Rivers. Oh, don't get us started again. Oh, so, I can't. Just go on.
So the next category is Best Actress. And we want to clarify once again, this is not voice actress. This is actual best character.
Mm.
And so we want to... This is measured in so many different ways, in personal charisma, in personal beauty, in absence of annoyingness.
Yes.
Because that's something that befalls so many anime actresses, is that just buildup of annoyingness.
That's what the Gundam's for.
Yes, indeed. And going back all the way to Macross and the Lin-Min-May that set the standard for annoyingness over 20 years ago, and we need to give her a Lifetime Achievement Award at some point, maybe next year.
And was challenged by Erlina Peacecraft, of course.
Oh,
but that's many years later. She's following a grand tradition.
Of course.
All right, so the nominees for Best Actress, not voice. Homura Kemi from Madoka Magica. And Ohana Matsume from Hanasaku Iroha. Misu from C Control, with that very long, elaborate title that I'm not going to try to pronounce.
Oh, yes, don't bother.
Rin Kaga from Usagi Drop. And Kurisu from Steins Gate. And the winner...
Oh, the tension.
The tension.
I know Rin would just be going crazy if she wasn't in bed.
You know the line in Vegas on this one? I didn't put any money on this one.
On a cat fight breaking out?
Yes.
I don't know, minus two?
Yeah, to whom? In favor of cat fight breaking out? Or Yes, okay. The winner is... Ohana Matsume! Sorry, I did my basketball.
I liked it.
Ohana Matsume!
Ohana? Ohana, if you didn't hear that, you definitely are not in the bathroom.
Well, I am just receiving word that Ohana is actually cleaning some of the other rooms right now. She just could not contain herself. They were a little bit dirty from the red carpet, so...
Showing once again why she's the winner.
Very true.
That's quality.
She's so classically conditioned to be abused by her grandmother.
She is, but there is, I talked to her earlier, actually, so I could use a little bit of what I got in the interview. She said some of the moments she enjoyed most while working on Hanasaku Iroha was actually getting shot at, apparently, even though the movie itself turned out to be a fake.
A flop.
And
I saw it was quite poor.
Ooh, oh, yes. She got to spend so much time at Kisuiso, and that is just one of her favorite places to be now.
That's
good. She would go back any opportunity that she got, and hopefully if there's a second season, she would love another opportunity to work at Kisuiso. And getting to meet the actor and work with the actor who played Ko, not to, guess go too far into that.
Ooh.
But she said she really did enjoy working with Ko. Her least favorite moment was, of course, being slapped by the woman playing her grandmother. Quote-unquote, that woman is stronger than she looks, she said. The whole left side of my face tingled for a good week and a half after that scene.
Child abuse.
Oh, yes.
Are you sure she really didn't like that? Because I don't see what's not to like about that.
I just did the interviewing. I didn't read between the lines.
Oh, yeah, leave that to us.
But anyway, she does want to come back for another season and thanks everyone for watching. She also hopes they enjoyed the show as much as she enjoyed being a part of it. Except, of course, for waking up so freaking early. Apparently, she really hated that part. So, to Ohana Matsume, and congratulations.
Well put. And so, that is the second award for Hanasaku Iroha.
I know, to win two awards, that is just wonderful.
Wonderful.
Just wonderful.
It's actually,
I'm so proud of
it. It's actually unprecedented, as this is the first ever anime Oscars.
That's true. That is going to be a hard act to follow up next year.
But following somewhat that act, in the same line of thinking, if you have a best actress, you must have a best actor.
Ooh.
So, of course...
Thought you were going to say you had to have a drinking problem.
Well, that or an eating disorder. But...
Anyways.
Wrong show.
So, the best actor nominees, not voice actors, once again, are Ganta Igarashi from Dead Man Wonderland, Rin Okumura from Ao no Exorcist, Kanba Takakura from Mawaru Penguin Drum, Sasuke Furuta from Hyogemono, Prince Baka from Level E, and Okabe Rintaro from Steins Gate. And I believe if I heard correctly, this one was a pretty close one. I know that people went back and forth in our nominee group, so.
I don't doubt it.
Just absolutely despicable.
And the winner is Kanba Takakura from Mawaru Penguin Drum.
Oh, yes. I knew it.
I knew it.
I'm going to have to step up to the microphone and accept this award yet again. Kanba is not in the audience tonight because he's still in litigation with all of those tabloids for spreading those stories about him being such a playboy and being such a ladies' man, when in fact he's a very, very serious and a very, very devoted young man. And he played his role in this drama with such conviction.
Yes.
And was a true, true leading man. And just because women chase him aggressively everywhere doesn't mean that he's a playboy at all. And I completely refute this. I stand up here chagrined that people actually believe that. So I accept this award proudly for him. And I'll be seeing him afterwards. I'm going to buy the dude a couple of beers because even though he's underage. Nobody's going to. It's going to be fine because he's going to want to celebrate.
It's
so.
Japan. Yeah.
I'm
we
sure
thank
no one
the Academy,
mind.
We thank the voters, we thank the podcasters, and we thank the Penguins.
Yes.
Thank you.
Inspiring.
The Penguins would have come up to accept the award, but not only could they not actually, after all, hold the award in their little flippers, but PETA refused to allow us.
Yeah.
Animal abuse. I did see them standing something outside.
Something about it's not on the contract and animal abuse.
Yeah.
So.
I think I heard something about making the Penguins wear underwear on their heads, but I don't know.
Some people, you just can't satisfy everybody.
First, they're insisting we just CGI monkeys for all eternity now, and now they want us to treat penguins well. I don't understand these people. I don't understand these people.
I like the real monkeys.
Yeah.
I like real monkeys, too.
So, the next category, we're shifting gears a little bit here.
A little.
Into the... We're shifting...
Yes.
Shifting from the art of acting... to the art of composing.
Indeed.
Yes, everybody do your air conducting. Very nice. And so, this next category is best score, which is basically the music behind the productions. We had a lot of good nominees for this category.
Beautiful music.
Beautiful music, a very, very hard decision.
It was a very tough decision. I remember, I heard a few people go back and forth on this one as well.
Indeed.
And I heard some music stands getting broken. Some chairs being thrown around the band room. Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Some sword fights with batons, even. It was just
violin
nitty gritty.
Oh, yes. So.
Quite a few violins were lost that day.
The nominees for best score are C, The Money of the Soul and the Possibility of Control, Tiger and Bunny, Madoka Magica, Fate Zero, The World God Only Knows 2, and Mawaru Penguin Drum. Such tension.
Yeah. Could cut it with a butter knife.
This is the best part. I love savoring
butter.
It.
Where?
And here it comes.
We can make penguin butter.
No.
PETA
would definitely have a problem with that.
Yes, the PETA people are going to come back.
I can't get paint all over my dress again. I just can't.
Oh, what a surprise. And the winner is Madoka Magica.
Oh. Unfortunately, Yuki Kaijuda and with help from Kalahina could not make it to accept this award today. Very busy doing lots of other projects, and Kalahina is performing. But this was just a remarkable score through and through. I mean, the chanting that was used on top of the orchestral sort of classical style, it was just absolutely beautiful. And the way that they interspersed it through the fight scenes as well as the more dramatic moments within Madoka Magica was just absolutely beautiful to behold and listen to. So it is definitely, it definitely deserves this award. I asked that Yuki Kaijura send us some form of thank you, and personally I feel like it should be some form of written or composed thank you for this award, but she has yet to return my email on the matter.
How rude.
I know.
Too busy even to write a memo for her own award.
I know. I all I wanted was maybe like 2 or 3 measures of something beautiful, but that's okay. So we will mail her award, and all
she's
will
too
be
good
well.
For you.
But yes,
too good for the award.
Can't yes. promise yeah. it'll be packed very well, you know.
Yes.
We're kind of low on bubble wrap right now.
We might neglect a few of those packing peanuts. Mm, but
yeah, yeah.
We'll let the penguins play with it beforehand.
Yes.
But regardless, it was a beautiful score, and it deserved to win best score of 2011. So, definitely.
Indeed.
Moving on then.
Yes, indeed.
So.
There are only 4 categories left, I believe.
I know, it's saddening.
It's going so quick.
Sad.
Oh.
So sad.
Our next.
Just my drink.
Oh.
Well, we couldn't afford you for much longer, Felix. You're quite expensive.
Yeah, it's I true. Know. I'm just on the guest speaker circuit now. You know, I don't host my own show anymore.
I know, with the tux and all, though.
It's so
tough upkeep.
So strapping. So strapping.
Mm. And I don't even do the, you know, the exercise like
a gentleman,
like some
indeed.
Other people in this program.
Oh, stop.
Oh. Anyway, so
he was talking about me. Thank you.
Right. Huh? Anyway, so our next category for the evening is best animation, and this is including style and quality and overall beauty. So our nominees are Tiger and Bunny, Dead Man Wonderland, Persona 4, Last Exile, Fam the Silver Wing, Mawaru Penguin Drum, and Fate Zero. And the winner of Best Animation is...
I can't wait.
Oh my goodness.
Persona 4.
Roko, were you going to accept the award for Persona?
I think it well deserved this award. I think Persona 4 has a very unique style of animation. It's definitely sets itself out from the crowd of normal anime illustration.
What would Teddy have said if he was here?
What would Teddy have said?
Yes.
Probably something along the lines of, "Oh gosh, I'm not used to talking in front of large crowds." He would probably like to extend a very large thank you to somebody or another after realizing that there are shadows around and freaking out after being reassured that there are no shadows that are going to eat him. He would probably make some more bear jokes along the lines of sweating in his bear suit and how unbearably hot it is in here.
Yes, indeed.
It looks unbearably hot in those coats, boys.
They breathe rather well.
Mm. Oh, you yes. know from experience.
The air suit, however, breathes less well, I'm sure.
No, the ones you're wearing.
Oh.
The ones we're wearing.
Oh. Yes. Yes, yes.
And I'm the one who's been drinking too much, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Yes.
We're all having such a good time. Ah, yes.
Right.
So.
Moving on, then?
Oh.
Our next category is a special category.
It is.
It's the audience participation portion of our program.
It is.
Our first forum category. And that category, my friends, is most fun to watch anime of 2011.
Yes.
The nominees
goodness.
Are Bento, Yuru Yuri, Tiger and Bunny, Level E, Korowa Zombie Desu Ka, Freezing, Nichijou, and Bakuman. And the winner is...
A lot of nominees. It could be anyone's game.
I personally hope it's Bakuman.
Goodness.
And the winner of Forum Most Fun to Watch Anime of 2011 is... Bento. Oh, yes.
I think the beauty by the lake has passed out backstage.
Well, yes. I did see her having quite a bit.
Oh, too much Botox.
Yes, probably.
Oh, Mitsugi, I chuckle at you for thinking that Botox can make you pass out.
I have a, our award winner tonight is not here, again. This seems to be a trend tonight. So I have a speech that was given to me by proxy that I will be reading. Okay, as it reads, well, one night when I was drunk off my ass and out of it on Benadryl, I came up with this idea, not really thinking it would amount to much. Who knew watching people beat each other up over half-price bento because they're broke as hell would be so much fun? Well, at least until this anime phases out and then I'm broke again. Then it will be more ironic than anything, I guess. Interesting.
Those are words. Mm. There are a few men who have spoke better words.
Wise yes, words.
I think so.
And I think words that command such power.
Such courage.
For the suffer.
So courageous.
Does not look good for the pharmaceutical industry, though.
No. Certainly not.
Indeed.
Well.
Oh, goodness.
Regardless, good for bento. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, the second anime to win 2 awards, I believe.
Yes.
I know.
Oh, now it's no longer a solely held record anymore.
Nope.
That didn't last very long.
So. And I think we have the other forum.
Yes, we do, as a matter of fact. I'm just waiting for the cue here, which just came and went, and I missed it completely. Okay, so the next award category is Best Anime in 2011, according to the forums. These are this was the choice of you all, just best overall. And so the nominees.
And I must say that before you announce them, we had to actually go through 2 sets of voting for this.
Yes.
Because it was so close that it was a 4-way tie.
Oh.
After the initial vote.
Wow.
Yes, indeed. It was very fierce.
How often does that happen?
So we expect protests, we expect appeals to the Academy here.
Oh, that's normal.
I would not underestimate the possibility of a bombing.
Bitch, fair practice.
You can submit your sausages, too.
That's all that matters. Okay.
True.
So, the nominees for Forum Choice Best Anime in 2011 are Mawaru Penguin Drum, Dead Man Wonderland, Steins Gate. Help me out with that one.
Puella Magi Madoka Magica.
Okay, Puella is pronounced that. That's not a Japanese name. Okay.
It sure isn't.
Number 6, Usagi Drop. Anomita Hana no Namae wo Bokutachi wa Mada Shiranai. Wow. Thank you. Thank you, because it's the first time I've seen that title.
The audience loves you.
Well, we just abbreviated it to Anohana for everyone else.
For everyone else. Radio!
Oh, Felix, you rascal.
Okay. Kimi ni... And I'm tricking you with a short one. Kimi ni Todoke. And Ungo. And Fate Zero. And the winner... out of all of those, thank
yes,
you
indeed.
Very much.
Hey, thank the forum for being so indecisive.
Oh my goodness.
I accept no liable responsibility for this.
Detention.
How about the
detention?
Are you excited, Roko?
I'm so excited.
You think you're excited? Feel these nipples.
Oh, feel
the winner.
Sausage.
Forum's choice for best of 2011 is a title I can pronounce. Steins Gate.
Oh, yes.
The roaring applause.
So, unfortunately, the Steins Gate cast could not be here to receive this award. I heard something about an accident involving a microwave and time travel and things that made my hand hurt.
I knew it would happen eventually.
And they asked me to accept it on their behalf so that no competing scientist organizations or governments could take this award from them. That they so rightly deserve. But they worked really hard on this show, and it was something that was met with acclaim by a lot of people, and I almost think that them winning this award is going to mean a lot more to them than winning any other award, because, you know, as they say, the Academy can pick whatever the Academy wants, but when the people choose it, now that's a good sign of greatness.
It's the committee.
Yes.
It's true.
So I will be sure to hold on to this and hand it to them whenever they get back. Hopefully soon.
Okay then.
Well said.
Thank you.
So, is this the moment that we all wait for?
This is the moment.
We're gonna run the drinks?
The whole...
I was going to say, I'm sorry, no.
Keep it under control for 5 more minutes, and then we'll get more drinks.
Oh, awesome.
No,
I know what this moment is, actually. I'm very excited for this.
Are you?
I am.
My heart is literally a flutter.
I'm just saying.
Doki doki.
Doki doki.
Yes, through all of the other categories that no one cares about, and all of the commercials for Wells Fargo and the Church of Mitsugi.
Yes.
You all sit through patiently through all of that other stuff just for this one moment. So, category, best of 2011, representing the best overall anime of the past 12 months.
Yes.
Indeed. Also, fiercely contested, I must say. It was very close.
Probably the most contested of all.
Indeed. So, the nominees are Tiger and Bunny, Mawaru Penguin Drum, Hanasaku Iroha, Madoka Magica, Number 6, One Last Golden Envelope.
I want to go to the Chocolate Factory!
And the winner is... Attention. Mawaru Penguin Drum!
I knew it!
Oh my goodness!
Hi everyone, Himari here on behalf of the Takakura family, or, well, what's left of the family. This project was really exciting for all of us. When Kunihiko Ikuhara approached us all with this project, we weren't sure what to think, and I mean, at first we were like, what do you mean you want us to make us siblings and like each other? No, not like, but like each other. Because there's definitely a lot of that going on. But then we found out that we weren't gonna actually be siblings, and then it was okay. But this show really meant a lot to me, and there was a lot in there that I know that he really, really put a lot of effort to. You can just see the transitions that Kamba made throughout the show, and that he put a lot of effort into that character, and Shoma was perfect, and Ringo, I mean, at first I even hated her, but she grew on me too, and she was just great, and we actually have a dinner date after, so we're gonna go and we're gonna get curry, because it's curry day, and it'll just be a great time, but I hope you all really liked the series, and definitely just watch it again, because there's a lot in there that you missed the first time, I can almost guarantee, but thank you again, and thank you to all the crew and everyone who made it possible, and all the other anime, I just want you to know, I look under your seats. I put a penguin hat there for all of you. Thanks again.
So well said. And Kimiko is in tears.
It was such a beautiful speech. And she's just so strong and so great. They deserved this. They really deserved this.
Do you need to take a moment?
I do. I'll hold you.
Where is Kyubey? Where's Teddy's suit? We'll wipe your tears on Teddy's suit.
I'm okay.
So that brings the award ceremony to a close.
The first anime Oscar award show, ever. To our knowledge, ever. Cheers.
I would, but I
cheers indeed.
Yeah, mine's gone.
Yeah,
we know Roko's is gone.
Mine was gone a while ago.
Yeah.
But there's a never-ending supply for Roko.
It literally materializes.
Can we agree, though, that even though we named particular pieces to be more winners than others, everyone that was nominated tonight is a winner?
Oh, by far. And I think what's important to remember, too, when you look at this list is that, I mean, of course, even though we got other people's shows and it was a voting process and everything, there is going to be a matter of opinion. And what matters is the way you feel about a show when you watch it. And, you know, we can do our best to tell you what shows are good, but really, that's what's important, what you think about a show. And if it's not on this list and it's your best anime of 2011, then damn it, that is awesome.
I can almost guarantee you that there are shows on here that even we wanted to be on this nomination list and didn't quite make it.
Yes.
So there are definitely anime out there that could have been added on.
And I think it's fantastic, too, to stop and look back and do something like this, because
all the time, you know, everyone goes, oh my god, why does anime suck today?
Yes, and we spend a great deal of time, or I'm sorry, you all spend a great deal of time, and every once in a while I get to join you, in talking about how what is coming out is generally bad.
Yes.
And so much of it is just recycled tripe. And we so rarely get to highlight the things that are quality, that are well-written, that are well-voice-acted, that are well-animated.
Perhaps that's why it's important to highlight, especially now.
I mean, and I think if you look at this list, say what you will about anime nowadays, but I think we counted, there were over 20-something anime nominated from the past year, so that's definitely almost, if not more than two a month for every month of the year that were something valuable, something worth watching, and something that hopefully will last and we can recommend in the future. So
wholeheartedly agreed.
A lot of great things everywhere.
And it's important to remember that 8 podcasts, including some of the most qualified on the internet, all contributed their votes to the determination.
Yes.
So
and both even nominees, you guys, and everything.
Even you guys out there in our forums got a chance to nominate your favorites, and we hope you're happy with the winners.
It only took one nomination to make the nominee list. And so generally of the 8 podcasts that contributed, everybody agreed that these 5 animes best represented the 2011 season. And it was very close, I must say. Tiger and Bunny was a very close second.
Tiger and Bunny was an extraordinarily close second.
That was my pick.
But yeah, so look back at the year, look back and smile. If you're maybe thinking about getting into anime or have just started, you're getting back into it, anything from this nomination list is probably something you want to check out and give a chance to.
You know, I was just glad that it was such a diverse set of winners, because even though there were 12 categories, I believe that there were 9 anime, a different anime that won, and 3 that repeated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, it's especially interesting that, you know, just goes to show you that there was actually a lot of good stuff that came out in 2011.
Yeah.
You know, I think that sometimes we forget about all the good anime that come out amongst, you know,
all the crap.
Because all the trash.
Because there's 100 plus anime every year, and so, you know, and only a handful of them are good.
And let's face it, it's just fun to talk about crap.
Yeah,
yeah,
it
and
is.
Sometimes
it is.
It's easy to lose the Tiger and Bunnies and Anohanas amongst, you know, the
Comfer
that Rio Rainbow Gate.
Oh,
know.
Come on. Let's not even name them. Let's not spoil the night. Let's not spoil the night by naming
indeed.
The undesirables.
Oh, yes.
Yes. But I think it was a wonderful night, and thank you to all of the stars who came out, and to all of the people who listened at home.
I hope you had as much fun as we did.
You know, I know it costs a lot of money to make the trip, but how come the penguins can make the trip, but yet some other stars from other anime cannot? It just makes me wonder.
It's okay.
The commitment to the art.
Himari's speech was just wonderful.
Well, it's that time. They're turning down the house lights. They're telling us that our time is up, that we have to pay another day's worth of rent to continue to keep this venue.
Can I just say before we sign off that thank you. Thank you all for having me back on here for this very special occasion. I was honored.
Thank you for wearing
a
tux.
Felix, we look forward to having you join us.
Maybe
someday
I will earn my own AAA name.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. You may want to consider that, you know.
Already considered.
We have a 3-page application process.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm happy to start that and get that in next year sometime.
At least 500 applicants a year.
Unless you're a cute Asian girl that speaks 3 languages.
Oh, yeah. Then it just skip right to the head of the queue. I can't
argue
that. Yeah. No, I wouldn't know. Anyway, it's just wishful thinking on my part. But thank you. Thank you all.
We enjoyed having you, Felix, you know, as always. So it's our honor.
Yes.
Our pleasure. So, you know, that's all from the Oscars. And we hope everybody enjoyed themselves, and not that people aren't too disappointed by the list of winners. And
I'd say there was enough variation that 90% of the people will be happy with at least one thing.
And like
that
I
was said tonight.
Just because it wasn't on the list doesn't mean we're saying it's bad, and doesn't mean you can't like it.
Right?
Indeed.
And with that being said,
good night, everybody.
We can wish everybody a good night.
Good night.
Good night.
And thank you for attending the first Anime Oscars. It was a pleasure.
Indeed.
Ooh.
And we'll see you guys later.
Good night.
Bye.